This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video. By Jesse Lee Peterson. It's going to be amazing, just like our products at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I don't know what my problem is. When I don't take my good night's sleep, something wrong with me, I always regret it the next day. So if you are in need of a good night's sleep, and if you are in need of a little aid to get your good night's sleep, that's the name of it, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off, and it will help you get a nice, restful, rejuvenating night sleep so you can wake up the next day feeling refreshed and energized. Part of the InfoWars MD product line. 25% off, by the way. 25% off all the InfoWars MD products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's not just good night's sleep, the great sleep aid. You also have Turmeric 95, the great turmeric supplement. It's just as good as Bodies. They're virtually the same product. Both of those are 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If Bodies runs out of stock, you can get Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 runs out of stock, you can get Bodies. Both 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. But there's just so many options there. Nerve Renew, Joint Support. I could just go on and on. Nitric Boost, though, 40% off. That's for your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. 40% off Nitric Boost, 40% off VasoBeat Complete. It's so important. Blood flow, cardiovascular health, what are you doing for that? If you don't have the answer, what am I doing for my cardiovascular health? If you don't have the answer, Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. There's your answer right there. And you can read all the five-star reviews for yourself. For me, BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus every day before I go on the air for maximum mental clarity and energy and focus for a three-hour transmission. BrainForce Ultra, the liquid tincture, or BrainForce Plus in the capsule. Both work great, both 40% off. These are just part of the sales we have going on our great products, our great supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com to support your health. Now, again, if you heard the Alex Jones show, I don't know what the expiration date around here is. Obviously, they want us shut down. They've got us in the clamps right now. They're about to put us in the noose and try to take us off air. It's all in God's hands. But if you would like a piece of InfoWars memorabilia, if you would like a piece of InfoWars lore that you can have as a token that you supported us, or just a piece of historical memorabilia for us, we still have in stock, it's a limited edition, but we still have in stock the gold bar cards with the artwork designed by Alex Jones on the card, laminated with the gold bar insert. And that is a limited edition, limited time offer. And once it sells out, it's gone. So if you're looking to have that piece of InfoWars memorabilia in your memorabilia case or your collectible case, now is the time, because it's limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's just not only a great way to support us, but if you're looking for kind of a limited edition InfoWars collectible, that is what we have to offer you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We appreciate your continued support. You are what funds us. You are what keeps us on the air. If you like this show, if you like what InfoWars has done over the years, please shop with us at InfoWarsStore.com with our great products. All right, when we come back, the great Jesse Lee Peterson is going to be joining us. We've got Elon Musk warning about what the Democrats represent. We've got the New York Times saying it's time to get rid of the Constitution. We've got Kamala Harris who says black people need different laws. I wonder what Jesse Lee Peterson thinks about all this. We'll find out on the other side.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
61 days till the election, Jesse Lee Peterson. 61 days. And things are getting absolutely insane with 2 months to go. So before I get into my topical questions for you, I just want to get your general thoughts. With 2 months to go, where do you think we're at in terms of the 2024 presidential election? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. It's amazing. I'm very concerned. I know that the Democratic Party is desperate, and at this point they would do anything to, quote-unquote, maintain power and control over the people, because that's what it's all about, controlling the people. It's not that they care. And my concern is that between now and November, and we haven't seen anything yet, it will get worse before it get better. My concern is for Donald Trump. I'm concerned that hopefully nothing seriously happens to him, because it is apparent, or it seemed to be, that they want this guy out by any means necessary. And so I just don't know what's going to happen next with that. But I am concerned that the people, not all, but the voters will fall for this feel-good feeling that the Democrats Party is putting on now, because they have nothing to say, hey, here's what we have done. This is good. We're just going to do more to make America great again. So they're desperately trying to make Americans feel good, and they're trying to divide, because they know that if they can divide us, if they can divide us based on race and all this other mess, they can win. So I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. I have a wait and see. I still believe and hope that Donald Trump will win, but you just don't know at this point. I have a wait and see. They know how to steal, and I just don't know if they would enhance that in some kind of way. I heard a report yesterday, I believe, on Fox, that they're trying to blame Russia again. They're saying that Russia's getting involved. And so when people are angry, angry people are very desperate, and desperate people would do whatever they can to get what they want. And if it means destroying you, they don't care, because they want what they want. And the Democratic Party, the liberal media, they are desperate at this point, and they might do anything.
Well, they definitely would do anything for power. And I think Kamala Harris, I think some of the direct threats that we have with a Kamala Harris presidency, I think she will shut down X. I would fully expect that. Political persecutions likely to continue. Yeah. But these people don't value the founding of the country and the founding documents. And they use the same old trope that, white racists and slave owners, so we should just, discount them. This is a headline from the New York Times, very concerning. The Constitution is sacred, but is it also dangerous? Now, what's crazy about this, Jesse, is in the story itself, they basically are saying exactly what you would expect, but they're saying that Trump is the threat to the Constitution. So, okay, the Constitution is dangerous, but it's Trump that's the threat to the Constitution. Try to make sense of their logic, and you'll drive yourself crazy. You'll end up being a liberal, as crazy as them are. But Wait a second. They're the ones that have actively engaged in censorship with the Biden-Harris administration wanting censorship. They're the ones calling for the end of the Second Amendment as we know it. So the truth is they view the Constitution as dangerous because it gives us rights, not from the government, but from God. So they're the ones that view the Constitution as dangerous. But then they also say, oh, Trump's a threat to the Constitution when they campaign against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Yeah.
Everything they have said and they are saying about Donald Trump is exactly what they have been doing and what they continue to do. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want it around. They have proven that already. And it's, as you said, it's not Donald Trump that is not trying to uphold the Constitution. It's them. And they don't want it around. Likewise, they're even talking about stacking the Supreme Court. They would do whatever it takes, man, to keep hold and control the people. They are not in support of the Constitution. They are not in support of shutting down the borders. They are not in support of the Second Amendment. They are not in support of anything that make America great, what has made us great. And if we continue with the Constitution doing what we should do, America would be even better. They don't want that. And they have proved that time and time and time again. And I was thinking about Kamala Harris and that I was thinking that there is not one reason to vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. I couldn't even think of one reason.
Well, wait a second. She's a Indian or she's a she's a black woman. She's a black woman, Jesse.
She's black and female, they say. And that's the reason to vote for her. But what is really, really making them nervous, like no other time that I'm aware of, is that there are black Americans, especially black men, but some black women as well, who are not in support of Kamala Harris at all. They see no reason why to vote for her. They do not see her as being black. And so all of a sudden, and they are afraid right now. Believe me, they're afraid. I was in the black community last weekend, and I was stunned at some of the black people that I know and some of the friends and other people who said, no, they're not voting for her. Why should I vote for Kamala Harris, they say. And so they're very, very nervous about that. And that's why all of a sudden she's black. And when she go into the black community or the southern area, she sounds like a southern woman because they know that the black people are not in support of Kamala Harris. They're still angry at her for locking up so many black people when she was DA or whatever she was up there in San Francisco. They have not forgotten that. And they know that she's pretending to be black right now because she wants their vote, not because she cares about them at all. And I think that has them more afraid than anything else, because if they lose the black votes, it's not going to happen. They're not going to win.
That's why they're importing all the non-citizens and trying to get them voting as soon as possible, because they know that if they do lose the black American votes, then they're cooked. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And it's ironic enough that
they're mad about that, too. They're mad. Let me throw this in. They're mad about that. The blacks are mad about that. The Democratic Party has put the illegal aliens ahead of the black people, the black citizens. In Chicago, I have family members in Chicago, and they are ticked because they have pushed blacks aside. And they're giving illegal aliens free houses, free money, free food, free everything. And the blacks have complained about that to city council, to the mayor, and no one cares. They have not changed it at all. And the blacks are ticked about that. They see for themselves that there have been displaced with the illegal alien vote over them. And they see this is because they're not waiting on the liberal media to tell them that this is happening. They feel the pain for themselves. They see what's going on in the black community. They see the lack of love from the Democratic Party, and they are not happy.
Yeah, they're like the used toy now that the Democrats are sick of, so they're tossing it aside for the illegal alien vote. But it's ironic because I think Kamala Harris will probably do more damage to the Democrats when it comes to black Americans voting than any other candidate has. And it's funny because they're trying to, you know, posture her as the black candidate, and it's not working. I mean, it's been a total failure.
Yeah. The Democrats are between a rock and a hard place right now. Hard place. They really don't want Kamala Harris at all. They know that she doesn't have a chance. But what are they to do? November is coming really soon now. What are they to do at this time, right? And so they have, it's been said, I haven't seen the proof myself, that Barack Obama and his folks are behind the scene running this whole thing. And they are desperate to try to keep this woman from doing media. They're trying to keep her out of the way so that the people don't be reminded or won't be reminded that she's an empty shell. She really doesn't know what she's doing. She had no idea of what's going on. So they're trying desperately to keep her sheltered away from the people so they don't see or be reminded what she's all about.
Well, the proof is already there. I mean, she doesn't do interviews. Yeah. She doesn't talk to the press. They're basically hiding her for obvious reasons. And that clearly that's an agenda to keep her away from people. But you know, Jesse, I've been saying this too. I don't even think she knows who she is anymore. I'm serious. I think that yeah. This woman has been faking her way. She's been faking it to make it for 30 years that she just really doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't know how she talks. She doesn't know what her natural body language is. She doesn't even know what she believes. And so she's finally reached this point. She's running for president. She's faked it all the way to this point. And now it's like, okay, got to get real. And it's like, crap, who am I? I don't even know who I am. And so like, this is why she comes on here and she talks differently in Detroit or in Atlanta or in Pittsburgh. It's like she doesn't even know who she is.
Absolutely. Amazing. Another thing that I found out that I wasn't aware, the blacks are being told Kamala Harris is black. She's working hard on her career. She's finally getting ahead in America. And as black people, you owe it to her to help her further her career, because for the blacks in America, it's hard, right? And they're trying to convince the black people that this is this woman's career, and somehow or another, they owe it to her to help her make it. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard, but they're even trying that on the black communities. Somehow or another, they owe it to her because she's black.
Well, yeah, that's the Joe Biden. If you don't vote Democrat, you're not black.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what are you, Jesse? You're not black.
No, not black enough for them. That's what you expect of being a conservative and a Republican and a support of the Great White Hope. But, you know, I just still don't believe that she has a chance. I just don't believe it. I don't believe the polls because they have lied before about, oh, Donald Trump is behind. Donald Trump is going to lose. The polls lie, so I don't believe the polls. And so I'm encouraging the people to not be disappointed. Have a wait and see. Don't be afraid. Get out there and vote. Tell the people about Donald Trump. And just have a wait and see. And don't believe anything that the media is telling them at this point, but to wait and see. Don't be angry, because they want us to be angry. They want the conservatives, they want the supporters of Donald Trump to be angry, because when you're angry, you tend to overreact to situations in life. And if they overreact to anything, they're going to lock them down and throw away the key, and you'll never see them again. So I'm encouraging Donald Trump supporters, the conservatives, to not be angry. Whatever the outcome is, do not be angry, because that's what they want.
Well, I'll address that in a second. But, you know, what's so strange about this election cycle is, yeah, Harris is the empty suit that they're putting in front of us. But we're not going up against Harris. It's like we're going up against a ghost or like a shadow or something. You know, we're going up against this machine. We're going up against voter fraud. And so that's really what we're up against here. And so that's the fight. But it's like, well, how do you fight a ghost? How do you fight this shadow government that's doing everything they can to install Harris? But, you know, you bring up this angry thing. I don't know how concerned I am about this, but I do think it's something to talk about. And maybe there's a reason to be concerned. If they do decide to arrest and imprison Donald Trump on September 18th, his sentencing date, if they do end up going forward with that and they arrest and imprison Trump, you know, they could be setting up another January 6th style thing where they try to get people upset and you know, maybe rioting or whatever. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what the approach to this is, because people have a right to be upset, obviously. But like you said, you can't get angry and you can't put yourself in a situation to make things worse. So, I mean, how do you prepare yourself with your talk show and your audience for a situation, let's say in 2 weeks, they do decide to throw Trump in prison?
I can promise you, man, there is never, ever, 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 but never, no matter what situations come in life, there's never, ever a reason to be angry. Never, because anger is evil. And when you're angry, it causes you to overreact, and you cannot see what you're doing, and you end up putting yourself in a terrible situation, and that's where your enemy wants you. So I highly recommend to people that they overcome the anger. Anger is not of God. He does not give us a spirit of fear, I mean of anger. Anger is purely of evil. And that's why I'm really encouraging people to drop the anger. And in life, you should always, always have a wait and see attitude about all things. And so when you have a wait and see, when it's time to take action, you will see clearly what to do. And I promise you, you would never fail. It's impossible to fail when you live in the presence of God, of right now, not thinking about the past or the future, but be right now. And when you're right now, he's with you, and he will give you the understanding and the knowledge and the insight of how to deal with it, all things at the time where you need to. So drop the anger and wait and see. And let's say that Donald Trump, they should try to put him in jail. I doubt that will happen, but I don't know at this time. Anything is possible. Don't worry about it. Have a wait and see. And if that should happen, I promise you, we will have the right action, because we will not overreact out of anger. We will see in the right moment, in the presence of God, in the presence of good, you will see what to do. But you got to drop the anger. There's never a reason to be angry. That's why when salvation is about the heart, it's not about the vices. It's about the heart. When the heart overcome anger, which is the nature of evil, God changes your heart from evil to good, and then he gives you the power to deal with the issues of life on earth, because our battle is a spiritual battle. We are dealing with evil inside of our mind and emotions and inside of other people. And if you can't see what you're dealing with, you're never going to deal with evil in the right way. So you got to drop the anger. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. There's never a reason to be angry. You got to drop the anger, man.
Well, anger, I mean, Democrats thrive off of anger. It's what drives their people to the polls. But, you know, you mentioned the Department of Justice. They're bringing up the Russian conspiracy hoax again. And, you know, I don't know how much anger versus division, but it is driving a wedge. It's driving a wedge, and people actually believe this stuff. And when you, I mean, I don't know how anybody trusts the DOJ at this point or the FBI at this point. And it's like, oh, yeah, with 2 months left of the election, we're going to tell you that the Russian conspiracy hoax is back, and they're interfering and meddling and influencing, and it's dividing people. It's dividing people.
And the reason that it is divided, because when you're angry, you cannot see. That's why the Democrats and the media and others, they know how to control the people by keeping them angry, keeping them in fear, keeping them worried. Because when you're angry, you'll fall for anything. You're afraid. But when you don't have, and the Democrats are good at this, man, how they keep us fighting amongst ourselves. They keep us worried about this and worried about that. They keep you angry. And so the reason that they're able to control and get people to vote for them, they keep them in fear. But if you drop the anger, you will overcome fear, and you cannot be used by anyone, and you cannot be controlled because you're in charge of your own life. No one else is. And the Democrats know that. They use anger and they use fear to control the people. You got to drop the anger if you want to survive in this earth in the right way. The kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and it will work through us, but you got to drop the anger. And the Democrats know how to make us mad, those who have anger. We got to drop the anger and fear. Anyone that has anger, and I know I'm saying the long thing, I'll make it short. Anyone that has anger has fear. And so if you want to overcome fear, overcome anger. If you want to overcome anger, overcome fear, and you will have perfect peace, and you will live a life of perfect peace no matter what's going on around you. We can have peace right now and not be controlled by anyone or anything, but you got to drop the anger, otherwise you're lost.
It's the Black Yoda. It's the Black Yoda, Jesse Lee Peterson. He's speaking to us now, calming us. And you know, it is the fear and the anger, because you look at the abortion issue where they try to make women mad saying, oh, Republicans want to take away your reproductive rights. I mean, talk about a misnomer. And then they put them in fear, like, oh, if I get pregnant, I can't get an abortion. And Kamala Harris is never going to make abortion legal. She's never going to do that. The Democrats need abortion every 2 years as the top issue to drive the fear and to drive the anger, to drive people to the polls. So they know that. They're not going to make abortion legal. They need abortion. It's their issue that gets people to vote for them.
Absolutely, man. 100%. And if you listen closely, listen how they speak about Donald Trump. They say all these horrible things about him. They're not even true. They're talking about themselves, to be honest.
Yes.
They're talking about how they are, but they say it about Donald Trump. And then when they say it, you have angry people who cannot see, who they started to speak the same thing about Donald Trump. I'm like, you're not paying attention. They're talking about themselves. They're not talking about Donald Trump. But that's what happens when you can't see what's going on, and we have the anger. And you're right. They put they make the women afraid with this whole abortion issue. And when those women are afraid, they're going to vote for the Democratic Party. You got to overcome the anger. You've been brainwashed and controlled with the anger. And the Democrats are doing that right now. Look, one quick thing. Look at what happened to our country right now with all the illegal aliens coming in. Up in Denver in Colorado, the illegal criminals are taking over there. And they are causing the American citizens to have to move out of their own apartment buildings. Out of their own apartment. And these people are taking over. And the American citizens are on the run because of fear. Who do you think set that up? Our government did that. Our government kept the borders wide open. They invited everybody to come on down from wherever you are. It doesn't matter. Come on in. And now the American citizens are living in fear. And the Democratic Party is doing nothing about it. No police around. No, they tell you that. Even with your Second Amendment, if you try to protect yourself in your home, you're going to jail. Not the criminal, but you're going. They are keeping us in fear, and they are setting up our own government. It's against us. This government is against us and not for us. We need to wake up, man, and see it's a spiritual battle.
That's Jesse Lee Peterson. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from it, an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Jesse Lee Peterson. You know, we've got an African-American making news here. That's Elon Musk. And he says, well, actually, first, I think this is brilliant. Trump is going to announce that Elon Musk is going to run the Government Efficiency Commission, and it would unlock tremendous prosperity for America. I've been harping on this for years since I've been on the air, Jesse. This is a no-brainer, the Government Efficiency Commission. And I'm not for big government or big government spending. I'm certainly not. However, if we're going to look at this budget, let's at least have it benefiting America instead of foreign countries. Yeah. And so Musk goes on here. Your tax dollars are being wasted to a degree that is hard to comprehend. And that pretty much sums it up. But here's what I want your take on, Jesse. And I am in complete agreement with this, and this is why it's my main focus to get Trump in office right now and not get involved in infighting or political purism. We can deal with that later. We got to get Trump in office.
Yeah.
He says, I've never materially been active in politics before, but this time I think civilization as we know it is on the line. If we want to preserve freedom and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win. I agree with Elon Musk, Jesse. You?
I agree 100%. We got to get Donald Trump back in office. Otherwise, it is over, over, over. And I doubt if it was ever returned to normalcy again. We have no other choice. And I believe that once Donald Trump gets in, he's going to make America function again. He's going to bring back the jobs. He's going to lower the taxes. I believe he will put a team together, including Elon, that will really, really get us back function again at a fast pace, because we're really, really low on a totem pole right now. It is worse than what we can even imagine, and we need Donald Trump and a team put together that will forget about all the personal stuff and all that mess, and just really make America strong again, make us the world look at us and admire us again, be afraid of us again, want to be like America. And Donald Trump is the only guy that can do that. And I believe Elon Musk, the Kennedy guy, though I don't agree with a lot of things about him, I think he'll be a great asset to Donald Trump's administration as well. And that's why the Democratic Party didn't want Kennedy back. They fought to keep him out. Just think about that. They would not give him, according to a report, they would not give him security. He did not get many interviews.
They tried to keep him off the ballot.
They tried to keep, that's right. And you got to remember, the Kennedy family at one time was the Democratic Party. They love, even the so-called civil rights movement, they love the Kennedy. In the black community, in the black homes at one time, when the Kennedy guy was the president, the black people were taking Jesus Christ photo away from the chef, and they would put Kennedy there. Kennedy Kennedy took the place of Jesus. And nobody took the place of Jesus, right? And the black people. But they took Kennedy, they put Jesus Christ down and put Kennedy there. I never thought for a second in my lifetime that I would see the Democratic Party turn against a Kennedy. It just didn't seem like that was possible. It looked like if you got turned against a Kennedy, the whole Democratic Party would crash.
Well, I would say, Jesse, I think what's happened here is this isn't the Democrat Party anymore. I mean, they might put the D behind their name and they might say that they're Democrat. This is not the Democrat Party. This is a group of radical extremists and communists and criminals, quite frankly, that just wear the Democrat Party suit and skin as a mask.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, in reflection during the break, I was thinking about, I remember when they were sending all our money over to Ukraine. They were sending everything Ukraine wanted. They would just send money. And the American people were crying, you know what? We need the money here. We need to shut down the borders. We need to do so. We need help. Help us. They would not help us. They were sending money over to Ukraine and leave the borders wide open. And if the border patrol tried to do something about it, they would handicap them, that they would not do anything. I remember when they stopped funding the police. Kamala Harris and Biden and Obama, those people did nothing about it. Just think about this, man. They got rid of the police in the United States of America. They got rid of the police. They opened up the floodgate of the prisons around the country. They took away the bail bonds. And they said to the criminals, you are free to go. Go and do your thing, whatever you want. If you want to steal from the stores, you can steal up to $1,000. Don't worry.
No, if you stop the thief, you get arrested.
Right.
The cops will get called on you.
You'll get absolutely. They'll put you in jail for stopping the criminal. I can't tell you the number of supermarkets I've gone into recently, and the stores are empty. And I'm like, where are the merchandise? I need to buy this. They took them. They're looking at the criminals outside in the parking lot. They were coming to the store, and they would steal up to $1,000, and they would go back into their cars, and they would come back and steal up to another $1,000.
It's so crazy. Jesse, it's so crazy. I have friends that run grocery stores here, big grocery stores, and a lot of their salary actually depends on the final numbers, meaning like if everything checks out at the end of the month, if the numbers are correct, then they get bonuses. So there's an inherent reason for the employees and the managers to make sure that there's no theft at the stores, because that's how they get the most out of their salaries. But if they try to stop the mass theft that goes on, there's nothing they can do about it. They can't call the cops. They can't stop them. They can't, they can't bring them down. And so they're forced in this situation where it's like, okay, there goes $10,000 of a bonus because I can't stop these criminals and I can't call the cops. I mean, it's just how – it's a mad world. And Trump said this last night, Jesse, in closing. I'll get your response. It was a perfect response, and Hannity kind of started off the interview with a bad question. But Trump said a perfect response about how we've got a sick world and we've got a mad world. And we've got to make it healthy, and we've got to bring it back to sanity again. And that's really what this is, Jesse.
And only Donald Trump can do that. I wanted people to remember and not forget. These people that want to be reelected come November and want to put Kamala Harris in there, these are the people that cause all the problems in our own government. This government caused all the problems that we're having to deal with. Food prices, homelessness, and everything. Our government did it to us. They made sure that this happened. They wanted us to be afraid. They want us to be worried. They brought as much chaos down on us. Our enemy couldn't even do us this, didn't treat us this bad. Our own government did this, man. The same people that want to be reelected come November are the people who have given us pure hell and pure fear and pure worry over the last 4 years. And now they're trying to blame Donald Trump.
It's crazy. Jesse, in closing quickly, if Kamala Harris was cleaning greens in the bathtub and served them up for you for dinner, would you try them?
No, I would not tell you.
You wouldn't eat her bathtub greens?
She'll
bring some hot sauce.
She doesn't even have a common sense to clean and cook greens. She's in the bathtub. That doesn't even make sense.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative, no confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy, no hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine, myocarditis, and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol Base Spike Protein Detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots. But if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Something fishy. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple other news stories I want to get to. Again, this shooting and the response from the Democrats, it's also predictable. The FBI knew about this guy, and covering this stuff now is just insane here. You pretty much just get sued anytime you cover a shooting around here. So, okay. The FBI says they knew about this shooter's activity as early as 2023. The school got a call the morning of warning that there would be a shooting. It's amazing how that works. And then it happens. And so the Democrats immediately come out and then they're talking about gun control and gun legislation and background checks. The shooter was 14 years old. So what gun legislation are they going to have that's going to stop a 14-year-old? Already can't buy a gun, own a gun, And murder's already illegal too, by the way. So this is all about gun control, gun confiscation, and ending the Second Amendment. It's what it's all about. Always is with these dirty Democrats. But criminals that want to run your government and run your life and conquer you don't want you to be armed. That, you know, that makes it a little more difficult. There's always that. There's always that. They got to get rid of that. Breaking, America First Legal has just announced that they are suing Judge Juan Merchan and the Ethics Commission for the New York State Unified Court System for illegally concealing Judge Merchan's financial disclosures from 2018 to 2024. What are they hiding? What are they hiding? His daughter's company, Authentic Campaigns, has been subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and must appear before the House Judiciary Committee on September 13th. So Congress back in session next week, and that will be going down. So, I mean, we got, man, this September is truly wild. You've got the presidential debate. You've got Congress getting back in session. You've got Trump's sentencing. Got maybe some big legal stuff going on here at InfoWars. Who knows? They could just padlock the doors. I think I'm missing something. There's something else I think going on I'm missing. But it's just going to be a wild September. And then October. And then the election. And then the period between the election and the inauguration. Outspoken left-wing pro-Kamala Harris Democrat judge David Carpenter allowed Bessemer triple homicide suspect out on bond for separate 2022 shooting death. So you've got these liberal judges, liberal district attorneys letting out violent criminals, and then what do you know? They go commit more crimes. Oh, just like they let out that Haitian on bond and then raped a kid. Do the Democrats feel any remorse for that? Never. Not even one time. All right. Some other international news here quickly. 11-year-old becomes the youngest to be arrested over riots sparked by Southport stabbing. So that kind of cultural, civilizational clash happening between Englishmen and the non-Englishmen that live there. They arrested an 11-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. They arrested an 11-year-old. They've also arrested other teenagers and people that have posted on social media. So that's what England has become. It might be lost. I don't know. Europe might be lost. It's bad. The incredible trans rights row dividing Ireland. Teacher is sacked by a school for refusing to call a boy a girl and is jailed again. Now, in fairness, they keep telling him not to come back on the grounds. He keeps protesting, saying that a boy is not a girl, and so then they arrested him. But that's, you know, that's the new thing, is that, oh, a boy can be a girl. So that's in Ireland. But what do you think about this? Conor McGregor scraps UFC comeback, will instead run for president of Ireland in 2025. This seems to be legit. Conor McGregor lays out bizarre Ireland presidency plans as the UFC star insists he is the only logical choice despite having no previous political experience. The Dublin-born fighter has previously been supported by Elon Musk. So this is what's happening. Is real men, and I'm not saying Conor McGregor is the perfect human, but you're not electing the perfect human. You're electing somebody that you need to save your country. And sometimes you got to make a decision that might seem off, you know, out of bounds or outside the lines. McGregor has the star power, obviously. And he put out this statement. As president, I hold the power to summon the Dáil, that's basically the Irish Congress, as well as dissolve it. So as I said before, I would have all the answers the people of Ireland seek from these thieves of the working man, these disruptors of the family unit, these destructors of small business, and on and on and on. These charlatans in their positions of power would be summoned to answer to the people of Ireland, and I would have done it by day end. Or I would be left with no choice but to dissolve the dial entirely, stop the train until the people of Ireland deserve the answers they seek, point blank. This would be my power as president. I know very well Ireland needs an active president employed wholly by the people of Ireland. It is me. I'm the only logical choice. 2025 is upcoming. So look, people realize their countries are in dire threats because good men and women have just not entered the battlefield. They've not entered the arena. They're not interested in politics or government. But now things are so bad, they've realized, I've got to get involved. Trump is one example. And so that's where we're at. Melania Trump is about to come out with a book called My Story. Or I think it's actually just called Melania. I think it's just called Melania, actually. My Story, My Perspective, The Truth. So it's, you know, all these media lies and everything about her and Trump and their relationship and everything. And so this this total class act of a woman, this total, I mean, she exemplifies beauty and grace, Melania Trump, releasing her book. And it'll probably slap down most of the mainstream media's lies about her and her relationship and everything else. So good for her. Finally breaking her silence. You know, a couple stories here. It's kind of like, I don't even know. Embattled Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis showed up to the side of her daughter's arrest with prosecutor Lover long after the pair claimed affair ended. So Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis showed up. Now, look, I don't, you know, her daughter is probably, you know, I don't even know if it matters. And it is kind of ridiculous that she gets arrested for a suspended license and she's pregnant and they arrest her too. So the whole thing is kind of screwed up. But it is funny that Fannie shows up with Nathan Wade. And that's an interesting one. Then you have this. Travis Kelce's team call in lawyers over leaked contract that claimed to reveal the exact date his relationship with Taylor Swift would end. Now they're saying it's a fake document. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think most people kind of think this thing was a sham anyway. The relationship always kind of seemed like a sham. And it was all for attention and let's say money and fame. And other people kind of called it out at the time as well, including right here. But you know, the real story to me is this. It just shows how the media and propaganda and the whole machine of it all can have an entire nation of people falling for something that is totally fake and get you to buy into it and get you emotionally invested in it. And it's literally entirely fake. If that is indeed the case, which most people think is. So yeah, the documents might be real, might not be, but what about that relationship? All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break and we will see you tomorrow.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more of it's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.